Good morning. Welcome to the roundtable and to our welcome to the roundtable and to Sean Stone is here. He is our cultural correspondent telling us what's happening in area stages and screens, and it's always a pleasure to have him before our microphones. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. Delightful to be here.
Very nice to have you with us. All right. So you went to see a film called Maiden.
Yes, it's a documentary about the first all-woman crew to sail a yacht in the round-the-world Whitbread race, which begins and ends in Southampton, England, and goes around the world. And this was in 1989. And it's fascinating. It's like, of course, you've got the lead character is the skipper, Tracy Edwards, who was had troubled teen because she had a bad home life. And she ran away at 16 and ended up becoming a cook and a person on boats, just going around the world. And she met King Hussein of Jordan.
like you do,
Like you do on a boat. And then she decided that she wanted to take part in this around-the-world race. And the only way she could do it was she signed on as a cook. And then after that was over, she's like, you know what? I'm going to organize this. We're going to have an all-woman crew. And it only happens like every 8 or 10 years. So you got some time to do this. But she couldn't get sponsors. She couldn't get money. I mean, it was just... Imagine the worst sexism you could think of and just multiply it by 10 because, you know, England's like 8 years behind us.
Right.
But they finally get the boat, they get the sponsorship, they sail around the world, and it's just gripping because that's still gripping because it's dangerous.
That sounds very hard.
Yeah. And it's interesting because the footage is all kind of challenged. It's 16 millimeter on the boat, which is a little grainy, but it looks good. But you know this, documentaries that are set in the 80s, that TV news video footage is degrading.
we need to digitize that stuff before it's gone.
In a quick hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's a gripping documentary, and I recommend it.
It is called Maiden. All right. And then we have all kinds of stuff. Just because Labor Day has come and gone doesn't mean there aren't a million things to do in the region.
That's right. The summer stuff, there's still some summer things hanging on. A lot of it's ended, and then the fall stuff is starting up. At Proctor's, which I think they're still in the hangover from Hamilton. Tonight at 7 o'clock, they're showing George A. Romero's Season of the Witch. That's in the GE Theater at 7 o'clock. It was his follow-up to Night of the Living Dead. So it's not zombies, it's witches. Tomorrow night, this is a new thing that they're starting at the Opalka Gallery. They've got a exhibit up called Info, FAUX Structure. The exhibit's actually been open for a couple of weeks, but Friday night is the opening reception. Plus, they're doing this program called The Beer Garden. It's sort of a pop-up beer garden with live music. The live music tomorrow is Joe Barna's Sketches of Influence and Stacy Dillard. And that's going to run for the next few weeks. So go to their website for the future shows. That's at the Opalka Gallery at the Sage College of Albany, Friday, September 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. And the show runs through October 19th. Friday night at the Albany Civic Theater in Albany, their production of The Heiress opens. That's the famous play movie based on Henry James Washington Square.
Yep.
That's at 7:30 on Friday. It runs through September 22nd. Curtain Call Theater in Latham season also starts Friday. They're doing Neil Simon's Broadway Bound. That was, of course, the third in the three. It was Brighton Beach Memoirs and then Biloxi Blues and then Broadway Bound. That opens Friday at 8 p.m., and it runs Thursday through Sunday through September 28th. And we're at the second to last weekend at SPAC, and Friday night at 7:30, it's Cardi B.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, big show. And there's no one listed as an opening act.
So it's just probably a couple hours of Cardi B.
Yeah. Well, she has a big personality.
Yes.
I don't think she'd have a problem filling up an entire evening.
No.
And then Friday night in Troy, the Brooklyn Roots Band at the National Reserve will be at the Hangar on the Hudson. That's Friday night at 8 o'clock. And then Saturday afternoon at Time and Space Limited in Hudson, this two-part film, A Bread Factory, part one for the sake of gold, and part two, Walk With Me a While. It's at 2 and 4:15 p.m., and the program will be repeated September 14th. This was a really buzzed indie film about an art center in a small city, and then rich people move in, and everything starts to get weird with the city and with the neighborhood.
And everything gets weird.
And it stars Tyne Daly. the intro music we heard?
Yes.
That's Banda Magda. They're going to be at SPAC in the amphitheater Monday night at 8 o'clock. And like you said, Blossom Dearie's still alive.
Yeah, little high pit.
Sounded a little like Blossom Dearie. There's also been a program going on called Jazz on the Plaza at the Empire State Plaza Wednesday 9/11 from 5:30 to 7:30. It will be the big band jazz sounds of Fleur Soul. Probably screwed up that pronunciation.
No, it sounded good. Yeah, good for you.
And then also Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at the Pearl Street Nightclub in Northampton, the Growlers with special guest Pinky Pinky. And
you got to say Growler and Pinky Pinky together. That's cool.
You got to have fun with it. Where's the joy?
And then only one movie?
That's a little tricky. I had difficulty. There were conflicting information about some of the other venues, so I just went with the one that's opening everywhere, and literally all of the other malls haven't posted their schedule except for that movie. Like, if you clicked on, say, Regal Crossgates, it was just it playing 7,000 times.
Yeah. So now you'll remember It Chapter One. This movie came out 2 years ago, and this took care of the child's perspective. And now this was two parts of the book, and they split it into two movies. And now this is the adult part of the book. And that guy James, what's his name?
I know. Sorry.
Yeah.
But it's weird because they sort of favor the children again in the trailer. Or at least the trailer I saw. You see as much of the children as the adults, so apparently there are some flashbacks in this. And the clown still has really nasty teeth and looks like he's going to eat you.
I really like the first one, though. Did you like the first one?
I did not see it, I'm afraid. All right. But it was good?
I liked it.
Compared to the famous Tim Curry version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right.
All right. It's It Chapter 2, and it's out... Hey, Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. He'll tell us, he always tells us what's going on. The list is at wamc.org/roundtable. Sir, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.